Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hope Mindful Compassion Show. My name's Paul Garrigan and I manage the mindfulness program here at Hope.
And I'm Samina Khan, I'm one of the therapists here at Hope.
Samina, so I think today we're going to talk about one of the topics that you're quite passionate about, TRE. So first of all, can you tell me what it stands for?
Sure. So TRE stands for Tension or Trauma Release Exercise. And it's something that's been developed by a man called David Bocelli. So David Bocelli was working in lots of war-torn areas around the world. And he was really interested to see that when he was often in bomb shelters, with bombs going off around him, he would notice that wherever he was in the world, there would be a similar reaction to the people experiencing that. And that would be that they would contract their body. They would contract, they would protect. And that also, often in these situations, children would tremor or shake, whereas the adults wouldn't. And he was really curious to understand why that was.
And what? So when was all this going on? How long ago was this?
So I think I would need to look in. I should have brought the actual dates and things. But TRE has been around for around 20 years. So it must be 25, 30 years ago that David Bocelli was actually investigating this.
And would you say that what he found was something, a new idea?
So it's actually something that's a very natural response in our body. So there's also a man called Peter Levine, who has also been studying the same thing. So Peter Levine went on to develop something called somatic experiencing. And within that, and he's got a very famous book called Waking the Tiger. And he also was very interested in looking at our body, the physiological mechanisms underpinning stress and trauma. So with both Peter Levine and with David Bocelli, they're not so much interested in the cognitive, the higher cognitive functions. They're much more interested in the physiological aspects, particularly looking at the more primitive parts of our brain, so the brainstem and the limbic system, and how they respond to stress and trauma. I think you're thinking of Stephen Levine.
Oh, maybe I am. Because it actually seems quite similar, some of these ideas.
So basically what they both found is that humans are mammals. And mammals, when they experience trauma, so you could see this in our pets, say with a dog or a cat, that if they experience something that's frightening, they will tend to shake. And you can see this throughout the animal kingdom. And yet with humans, that's why you can see it in children, that you can see that children will naturally do it, but as adults, we suppress it. Our social conditioning means that with our neocortex, we judge it, we see it to be strange or weak, and we suppress it. And so with both Peter Levine and David Bocelli, they were like, actually, maybe this is something that is a healthy, adaptive mechanism to actually relieve stress. So when we are undergoing a stressful or traumatic event, huge amounts of adrenaline and cortisol flood our system. And yet what do? To relieve it? Often it just stays in our system. And so what David Bocelli found, so TRE is actually a series of 7 very, very simple exercises that fatigue our muscle and promote this tremoring response to happen. And so it looks kind of strange. So it looks like literally your legs will start to tremor, to shake, to vibrate. I was working with someone yesterday and they said, oh, it's like being on one of those kind of massage tables that vibrates you. And that's exactly what happens. It's a natural mechanism within the body that releases this tension or this stress. And what people feel afterwards, they feel more relaxed. They often feel quite tired because when we're running on adrenaline all the time, it suppresses our actual tiredness in our body. We're constantly running on that adrenaline. So when you release the adrenaline, you can actually get in contact with what's actually going on in the body, which is often a lot of tiredness. And so people, once they do TRE, will often report better sleep, feel more relaxed, And just generally feeling less anxious.
And would you say it's something that's suitable for everyone?
So one of the kind of conditions is that when someone comes to TRE, we don't want someone who's had major, major trauma. So someone suffering from PTSD, unless they're working with a practitioner who really knows how to deal with PTSD, that would be a very extreme form. And we wouldn't want someone who has got any serious underlying medical issues, epilepsy or seizures or something like this. But generally, on the whole, everyone can benefit from doing TRE.
But do you have to sort of take it at a certain pace depending on their...
Yes. And we kind of see it, if you imagine like a pressure cooker, you don't want to release all the steam out in one go. You have to do it very gradually. And so we really recommend doing TRE no more than 2 or 3 times a week when you first learn how to do it.
And is this, I mean, you kind of said, at least for some people, it's going to have to be in conjunction with therapy. But, I mean, as a sort of, you know, generally speaking, can it be, you know, a therapy in and of itself without anything else?
And in a way, it's therapeutic. It's not therapy because it's a really natural thing. You don't need to go into any storytelling. You don't need to re-experience or talk about anything. And it's so wonderful. It's just your body, your body's wisdom, your body doing what it knows how to do. It's just that we've kind of lost touch with it. So if you think of the brain and the brainstem and then the limbic system and then the cortex, so the cortex is the newest part of our brain, the neocortex being the newest, and it literally suppresses some of the more primitive parts. And so we're saying, let's actually get in touch with some of these more primitive parts which have a benefit for us.
It sounds very similar to me to, this was what I was alluding to the Buddhism earlier on, to kriyas. So we think we can experience these things. I used to get on a meditation retreat called kriyas, yes, where you reach a certain state of concentration and you can shake and shake, very uncontrolled body movements, right, that kind of thing. Is that similar?
It sounds similar. I don't know personally, but it sounds very similar.
Have you heard that connection mentioned before about kriyas? Or
I haven't personally heard the connection of kriyas with the TRE, but it does, from what you're saying, it definitely sounds very similar.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting anyway. Would you say there's any risks? I mean, you did sort of allude to some, and if someone sort of went in, they have, you know, they have too much trauma and they go in, it can be risky.
So what I would say is that our Western mind often thinks more is better. We often think the more I do something, the more I push myself, the better it will be. And so with TRE, we're really trying to retrain ourselves to self-regulate. Mm. And so if you do like too much, whatever too much is, it can make you feel quite vulnerable. It can bring on, you know, just feeling vulnerable, feeling a bit teary, feeling a little bit overwhelmed if there's too much of it. But the way to regulate is just to stop doing it for some time, let your body process, and then come back into it.
So you've done that for clients here.
Yeah.
And what would be the schedule or the way you'd approach it?
Yeah, so for clients here, really doing no more than twice a week initially. And so letting their bodies adjust, letting them get used to it. So I've done a lot of people like their first session, and often people are really a little bit bemused because their body is doing something automatic that they're not actually controlling so much. I mean, you have some control over it, but it's something that your body does innately, and there can be a degree of just bemusement, like, what's my body doing right now? And so it's that initial getting used to it and not knowing that it's strange, just getting used to the whole concept.
Right. Is it something that you would say people could do by themselves eventually, or is it always done with somebody else?
Absolutely, you can do it by yourself. So the first, we'd really recommend doing kind of 3-4 sessions with someone. So then you learned what to look out for when you're doing it by yourself, to look out for, because there's possible dissociation that can happen. And so to really be aware of yourself. So one of the things that for so many of us with our Western mindsets, we're so used to our minds and we don't have that much connection to our bodies. And so really developing a communication with our body, learning to listen to our body, learning to listen if we start feeling anxious rather than override it. So it's really building up that communication channel.
And you say there's 6 exercises, is that right?
7.
Or 7 exercises. Yeah. Now, I know you probably don't want to go into too much detail, but could you just really briefly sort of say what kind of stuff it involves?
Yeah, so it just involves moving up from your feet, like basically tiring out from your feet to your calf muscles, into your quads, your hamstrings, your glutes. They're the muscles that the exercise concentrate on, and particularly the psoas muscle. So the psoas muscle, there's been a lot of writing research around.
That's in the pelvic area, right?
Yeah, exactly. It connects pelvis with your legs and your spine. So it's the main muscle that kind of connects up in the middle. And there's been lots of research recently connecting the psoas, being the seat of where stress lies in the body. And so being able to work with the psoas muscle.
And so in a session, would you always do the 7 exercises?
Initially, yes. And then once a person has that connection in themselves, so for example, I've been practicing TRE for quite a few years now, and so my body kind of knows what it needs to do. And so I don't need to do all the exercises. My body will just naturally go into the tremoring it needs to do.
And so what is the goal? What is the final goal? Is this something you do for a while? Is it a lifetime thing? Or is it, like you say, you've been doing it for years?
So the goal is to have more ease in the body. The goal is to have less stress in ourselves. The goal is to be more comfortable with ourselves. So to not be walking around with huge amounts of anxiety and stress, and to come to more peace.
And would you say there's a point where that's sort of finished, or is it an ongoing thing?
I think if you're alive in this world, then you're always dealing with daily amounts of stress, whether they're large or small. So I would kind of see it in the same way as if you've had a shower in the morning, do you no longer need to shower the following day? So if you do TRE once a week, do you no longer need to do it? Of course, there's going to be additional things that you're dealing with every day of your life.
So just tell me then about your practice. So is it something you do daily?
I do it a couple of times a week.
And how often would you do it for?
Like 10, 15 minutes.
That's pretty.
So I often find, because I do a regular yoga practice, and some yoga positions I've noticed can really also target the psoas muscle. And so I find for myself that when I'm doing my yoga, the tremors will naturally want to start.
Is it possible for people, I mean, we don't necessarily want to recommend this, but like, is it possible for people to learn this from a book?
We really recommend that when you first do it, you learn it with a practitioner to really show you how to do it. And so many people, so many of us are out of touch with what's really going on in our bodies. We live so much disconnected in our kind of a headspace and feel uncomfortable. It's like we're almost cut off from our bodies. And so it's really helping you develop this relationship, connection to the body.
And what sort of response have you got from, because I know you've been doing it with the clients here, sort of response have you gotten?
People find it strange initially. They find it really bizarre that their body is doing this, but what they also notice is that they feel calmer, they feel more relaxed, and they sleep better.
So they feel that they're definitely getting something from it.
Yeah.
And have you sort of seen anyone kind of react badly to it, or?
So a couple of months ago, we had someone here who definitely had large amounts of PTSD, and I was working with another colleague here who is also a TRE practitioner. And so there were two of us, and we were working with this particular man, and just doing the exercises, he quite quickly went into kind of flooding himself. And so
what, tell me more about that. What's flooding?
Flooding is extreme dissociation. It's extreme kind of, well, flooding is like a flooding of emotion, and you can also go into like a freeze response, so fight, flight, freeze. And PTSD is often when someone is in a frozen state, but when they come out of the freeze, they'll immediately go tap into the heightened emotions that caused them to freeze in the first place. And so you need to be really, really careful working with someone who is in a frozen state to be able to manage them coming out of the freeze and actually feeling those extreme emotions. So you need to be really careful working in that way.
So if you were going to sort of combine, like, can you combine this with sort of other type of body work? Like, would that be appropriate?
Absolutely. I think all types of body work, I don't think they're ever contraindicative of themselves, that they tend to always be working with body wisdom. And so body wisdom is never going to contradict itself.
And is this something now that people can basically, you know, is there TRE practitioners everywhere now?
It's really growing. And so in the States, the US Army is actually using TRE exercises for returning military personnel coming back. And so it's really spreading throughout the world. And I'm actually in the middle of a PhD in which I'm looking at using TRE.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Just finally, is there any resources or books that you could sort of recommend for anyone interested in this?
So David Bocelli is the man who created it, and he has several books that he's written.
And is there one in particular that you found useful, that would be useful for a new person or a layperson?
So the books you can find online, and in one of them that I'm, and I can't, like, off the top of my head, I wish I could give you the titles, but if you look up David Bocelli, and his name is B-E-R-C-E-L-I, David Bocelli, and you can find his books, and within the books, I think he actually talks about the exercises.
Oh, brilliant. And what about anything like TED Talks? Has he done a TED Talk or anything like that?
There are other, if you look up David Bocelli, he has his own website, and there are all the resources that he has you can find on his website.
Oh, brilliant. Is there anything else that you feel is important to say about it?
I'm just excited, because for me personally, I think there is so much untapped wisdom in our bodies that we can retrieve, and it's just a different dimension of being a human being, that so much of us just lives so much in our heads. And I think it's a very Western thing to be kind of head dominated or mind dominated, and so this brings in another aspect of who we are. And I really love working with the body, because our minds are so complicated and can bring in so many stories that we can wrap ourselves up in knots, whereas our body is a much more simple and I believe often a more powerful way to connect to who we are.
Couldn't agree more. Well, thanks very much, Samina.
Thank you.
That's brilliant.